A local coffee shop owner is losing one day of business after an overnight break-in, but says she is much more concerned about the problems of mental health and addiction that may have led to the theft of food and petty cash from her business. Sarah Huxon is the owner of Scott Coffee Company, an independent shop in the plaza at Huxon's Corners on Great Northern Road at Northern Avenue. Sometime last night, a window was broken and an unknown person or persons entered, stealing food and a small amount of petty cash, said Huxon. It's material things, said Huxon. There doesn't seem to be any blood, so I am glad whoever did this didn't injure themselves and that none of my staff were injured. She has a lot of empathy for the kind of person who would break into a small business to take something to eat and a small amount of money. We just need to focus on the fact these things are not necessarily just unwarranted vandalism or unreasonable theft. They are acts of desperation. I know the people who did this were not in their right mind, said Huxon. Whether it's drugs or addiction or alcohol or mental health related, they weren't thinking it through. With a broken window and glass to clean up, the business remained closed Tuesday. As soon as we can get that boarded, we will be back in business, and hopefully that is by tomorrow morning, said Huxon. We just have to carry on. She has noticed a lot more activity in and around the plaza by people who appear to be living with addiction or mental health issues. Huxon said it's not just an issue for the downtown. Much of that activity occurs behind the building. I have never been ignorant to the fact it is up here too, she said. There have been plenty of times when I have brought day-old muffins and cookies and water bottles and juice boxes. Lately we have been having a huge problem with people going through the dumpster, and you can tell they are looking for food. The business also supports a number of initiatives to help people experiencing homelessness, including hosting a winter sock drive. Huxon said she will continue to lobby decision makers to do more to help people living with addiction and mental health issues. Nothing is going to happen if you're just angry and say, screw these people, she said.